Bob Dobbs into the studio.
Hey, yeah. Bob. Ooh, the Eddie Bob Force has kept us out for a couple of weeks, but we're back, Mike. And I'd just like to issue a pardon here. There's rumors going around that Mike Hansen worked for P2 and Lisa Jelly.
I know about these matters. He had nothing to do with that group. And Mike is fully authorized and acceptable in past security to work here at Sea Killing.
Thanks,
okay,
Bob.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to rattle. I'll rattle. I have a telegram here from Mikhail Gorbachev.
Okay.
No, seriously, look, see?
I see it.
Okay, now what he says, is, Bob, a few weeks ago you were talking about how under electric conditions all times and spaces exist at once. Could you explain how this applies to the Ollie North of dilemma? No problem, Mikhail. This is the way it goes. Since we've extended our central nervous system via an electronic environment, all times and spaces and futures and pasts and presents exist simultaneously. This is the key to finding his wake, Mikhail. Now, Ollie North, obviously, is a layered operation going back through Korea Gate, Watergate, Nixon Gate, Kennedy Gate, McCarthy Gate, and World War II Gate. All of them operate at once now. Now, the appeal of Ollie North is that, obviously, he's Lee Harvey Oswald, or some aspect of him, who has actually survived any efforts to off him and got to tell the truth and tell the orders he took. All right. But there's other factors. Since we have an overlay of Kennedy Gate and all these gates, you have the Lee Harvey Oswald spirit, astral image, thought form, the thing that we've been wanting to really find out the true story from, hovering about us for 30 years. Now, since you have different fragments of that Lee Harvey Oswald image operating due to different publics under electric conditions, we have several aspects of the Lee Harvey Oswald phenomenon manifested now. One half of the Lee Harvey Oswald phenomenon is the offing of Lee Harvey Oswald. That was William Casey, all right? The fall guy on the highest bureaucratic level.
Yeah.
Now, the other aspect of the Lee Harvey Oswald image that is still manifesting is the fact that Lee Harvey Oswald would have had a lot to say if given the chance. Fortunately, due to the electric replay, tribal replays of our collective unconscious, Lee Harvey Oswald has surfaced via Ollie North to tell us what it's like to work for the big boys. And they've got a lot of anger, these Ollie North, because they've been kicked around and made to do all these dirty work and always had to take the slack, so finally he moved it up. Now, this makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right, Mikhail? Ha ha, Mikhail, this is making sense. You're going to have to rewrite that plenum for the conference next year. All right, now, using this insight, what's going to happen? Well, Mikhail, all times are happening now. So you are going to happen, you did happen, I will happen, and the Council of Ten remains in control. Now, who are they? Well, keep listening. Bob here is running for head of it, Mikhail. You're going to need all the assistance you need, despite the electric simultaneity that occurs among us at this time under electric conditions. So let's go ahead with the dupe version of my work, brought to you by Reverend Ivan Stang. His real name is Douglas St. Clair. If you send any money to him, he'll cash it and then not even send you back the book or anything. But unfortunately, and fortunately, both times happening at the same time, we can get the book at the world's biggest bookstore called the Book of Genius, is it?
It's preposterous, genius.
Anyways, the book is available, despite Douglas St. Clair's efforts to rip this off. And Ivan Stang and Drummond are going to be brought to you, featuring their collective edited version, since Ivan Stang is a film editor, and this is a hobby effort of his to rip off my documents and archives from Dallas and put together this sort of collection of noise we're going to feature for the next 22 minutes, the secret number for the Council of Ten. Take it away, Mike. This is Bob Dobbs, ripped off.
The Bible prophecy is a very, very important subject for every Christian to study, to help you better understand current events.
They're singing about me. They're happy. Okay. What happened there? Just get, we on?
Yeah, we're okay. On.
I felt a fade out there. It feels fade out. Okay. Now, the thing is that this tape is called Media Barrage Number 4. It's called End of the World. And that's about me. Now, these might seem to some pink forces as preposterous statements. But I can prove that Bob knows the future, the past, and the present, and a few extras from the insect level.
Which small, the Bible, meaningless creature.
Yeah, yeah, the Bible missed it completely. Didn't even include that, but Joyce brought it in with Finnegan's Wake. Now, to prove this, how could I prove this? Well, take my walk-in substitute, Bob Marshall. Okay, and juxtapose that with Contragate and Narangate. Bob Marshall, 3 years ago, thanks to his sources, which were propped up by me, like Mae Brussel, he named three companies 3 years ago: Western Gold, Stanford Technology, and Robert Keith Gray. Now, those three companies are the main culprits outlined in May and June in the first phase of the hearings. As a matter of fact, the head of Western Goals, Carl Spitz Channel, who replaced Larry McDonald, who they snuffed in the KAL-007, pleaded guilty so he wouldn't have to be interrogated. And yet he worked with Ollie North to fund the appropriate elections of congressional members in 1986. Now, no other journalist in Canada was talking about this, so how could Bob Marshall know that stuff? Obviously, he was working for and with and by Bob. In a world of information overload, how could this be done? I mean, most people are just struggling to use the old categories, right? Categories like left, right, center, and middle, and mainstream, and crisis management. But you got to bypass the categories and get beyond English language into figures and ground together. And the figures are obviously John Singlaub and Western Goals in Stanford Technology.
Singlaub's been involved in a lot of the secret team activities.
The secret cream, yeah.
The secret cream?
Remember what Scola used to say? The worst, not the best, rise to the top in this phenomenon called milk. Sour cream. The secret cream.
Well, Bob Dobbs, who's Klaza?
You mean Kaza? Yeah,
okay.
Reverend Moon's group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you say that?
Because they have been found in a number of Ollie North's literature. His papers, like, had Kaza written
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, that, well, I talked about Kaza. No, I'm sorry. Bob Marshall talked about Kaza 2 years ago. Kaza is Moon and Bohai Pak.
Well, they're tied into the Iran-Contragate scandal.
Well, they are the scandal.
Are they?
The point is Kissinger is investigating Kissinger and commenting about it on the media and remaining impervious because he's the private civil consciousness, which is the huge bias of Western civilization, which is popularized on the level, did Reagan know or didn't he? Did Kissinger know or didn't he?
Well,
did you know, Mike?
It's not important that Reagan knew, because Reagan...
He doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
We know he's just an image to remind us of the private system of consciousness, which only exists in those people who have the guts to hold on to it. But for the rest of us, we are swamped in the electronic mudwake, or moodwake. In other words, featuring chaotic collage effects like this stuff we just heard for 22 minutes. I mean, ridiculous outtakes from an incredible number of information programs offered over the last 40 years. Well, that's the bias of Reverend Stang and Philo Drummond. You're going to get the real stuff from Bob. And remember, you got to phone in when I give that phone number for the secret election, the Council of Ten. We're running low, Mike. We got to put some other stuff on. What do you think? You want to ask me a question? You want to ask yourself a question? I'll pretend to answer
Actually,
your
we've
question.
We've run out of time to ask questions.
Yeah, we don't have any more time, right? It's 6 o'clock?
Yeah, and I'm going to play this one last Sunday, go into listings, and then up will come Tom Given.
Tom Given. Remember, remember the last page of Finnegan's Wake, the keys to Given. That's a quote, correctly, page 628. I'm so knowledgeable because I'm the Bob, and the Bob knows most everything and has felt it most everything and it even touched most everything.
I'm not even going to have time to play my last
song. You will. No, Tom, all right, it's okay? Tom says it's okay. Give it a go, Tom. Don't forget, we'll be back next week, 5:30, for more campaigning for the secret Council of Ten.
Get me
on there, and you might just have a chance to retain your private citadel of consciousness.
I want you.
CKLM